I know that Terry has met the Dragon Lady and under most peculiar circumstances, and is now plunged headlong into another adventure. It all began last night when Terry left the hotel and started down a narrow, winding Chinese alley in the town of Yankuk. He was bound for the waterfront. When he heard gunshots, he hid in the doorway, and almost before he knew it, he had come face to face with the Dragon Lady. She had been wounded in the shoulder. We'll continue with this new adventure in just a moment. Terry and the Pirates is brought to you by the makers of Libby's Tomato Juice, one of Libby's 100 famous foods. There's no doubt about it. The men and women who go places and do things in this world are the ones with pep and sparkle, live wires who never seem to get tired or blue. Now, one of the surest ways for you to get energy like that is to eat the right things, things that are really will really contribute, like Libby's Tomato Juice. You see, Libby's Tomato Juice is not only a wonderful tasting drink, it's rich in vitamins. Yes, Libby's Tomato Juice is one of the best of all sources of important vitamin C. It's rich, too, in vitamin A, and also supplies vitamins B1 and G. So you can see you get lots of vitamins when you drink this grand tomato juice of Libby's. And tomato juice is far from being the only Libby's food you'll want to have. Libby brings you more than 100 different foods, fruits and juices, meats and vegetables, salmon. Every one is extra specially good. They taste grand and they bring you fine food value. For Libby's skill and careful methods protect food values as well as flavor. So why don't you ask your mother to get Libby's food? She'll be glad to because they're easy to fix as well as grand tasting and nutritious. The name is Libby's, spelled L-I-B-B-Y-S. You wanted to get Libby's food because they're extra good. And now, Terry and the Pirates. Well, like I said, Terry met the Dragon Lady and helped her elude those who would kill her, and assisted this notorious woman bandit through a secret entrance to her room. There he bandaged her shoulder and learned that it was Baron de Plexus who was behind the plot to destroy her. The Dragon Lady was grateful for Terry's help and made him promise not to deliver her up to the police. But let's look at another scene. From an open window in the hotel, handsome Pat Ryan, his arm in a sling, looks down on the street. Then he turns to look into the room as the door opens.
Hello, Slugger. Bring the body inside and shut that door.
Hiya, Mr. Ryan. On your feet again, I see, huh? How's the old wing?
Well, I've not flagged any trains with it. Say.
Let's get up. What's wrong with it?
What are you going to do, get married?
Say, this cutaway coat and black doibies a lot better than that sailor suit I was wearing. I can thank that English guy, you know, the fellow with the double name.
Oh, you mean Smythe Heatherstone?
Yeah, that's the one. You know, I told him I needed a new getup, and he turned me over to his Chinese valley. Old Smythe said to help myself. I was to take the pick of his wardrobe. How do you like the shirt?
Oh, it's beautiful, beautiful. Looks like a section gang's tablecloth. Boy, you're all dressed up like French pastry.
You know, all my life I wanted a cutaway coat, striped trousers, and a diaper. And I had to wait until I got to a one-horse town in China to wear them.
Well, you take that black carbuncle off your head and sit down. Look, I'm worried.
Okay, buddy. Now then, what's on that thing you call your mind?
Have you seen Terry?
Yep. I just saw Curly Locks buzzing out through the main door of the lobby.
Now listen, Slugger. Terry's up to something. Last night, he got back here after midnight. Didn't say where he'd been, and when I asked him questions, he was very slippery.
Maybe he was out doing the town.
No, not Terry. I know that lad too well.
Well, then what are you worried about?
He's got something on his mind. It isn't like Terry to keep a secret.
Well, Ryan, all you got to do is speak up, and I'll find out what's been going on. What do you want me to do, trail the lad?
Slugger, you couldn't trail a brass band in that outfit. Right now, you're as useful as a keyhole in a tree stump.
I don't get it.
Never mind. Now listen. Last night, Terry started down for the boat. You know, the one that picked us up and brought us here?
Yeah.
He was going down there to pick up our clothes and bring them back here. Well, I just checked up. Terry never went near the boat.
Just like I said. Hi, Jinx.
I know you look stupid, but don't talk that way. No, Terry's got something on his mind.
Well, what are we going to do about it?
I don't know. You say he just left the hotel?
Yeah, we stopped and chatted a bit.
Well, what'd you talk about?
Well, I says to him, hello, 8-Ball, where you rolling? And Terry says he's going down to the corner and buy a few things at the grocery store.
Well, now, why would he go to a grocery store?
Maybe he wants to buy a suit of clothes like I'm wearing.
Oh, don't be silly. In that case, he'd visit a drugstore.
Listen, Mr. Ryan. Endurance has its boundary line.
Okay, I'm sorry. You're the fashion plate of Yan Kuk, and at the end of the week, I'll give you a little gold star. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to go down and see if Terry's still there. I want you to trail him. That is, if you can do it without attracting too much attention. Get going.
Yes, come in, Terry Lee.
Well, here I am again, just like I promised.
Are you sure you were not followed?
Not a bit of it. I turn more corners than you'll find in a jigsaw puzzle. Don't worry about me. Now, look, I picked up a few things at a grocery store, but you'll have to make out a list after this. What are you looking at me like that for?
Have you told your friend, Mr. Lyon, or anyone else about me?
Look, I promised, didn't I? Of course, I did have a bit of trouble dodging Pat's questions last night and this morning, but he doesn't know a thing.
It is well.
Well, I've kept my part of the bargain. Now, what was it you were going to tell me?
I have two interesting items for you, Terry Lee. First, I have information about Baron de Plexi. He is alive and hiding somewhere in this town.
And he was picked up out of the water, but... Well, how do you know?
I, too, have ways of getting information.
But how could you if you haven't been outside of these rooms since last
As
night?
As the Dragon Lady, I have not left these rooms. Do you think the woman, Sanjak, is the only one who can disguise herself?
Oh, then you did go out of here.
It is not important that we discuss the point.
Oh, I think it is. I thought I was helping you because you couldn't leave this place, and now you tell me you've been outside. And what kind of a game are you playing?
A very desperate game, Terry Lee. A game in which, if I lose, I will forfeit my life.
All right, so you've been out around town. What's the next bit of interesting news?
This fact you must not reveal to anyone. I am now a secret agent for the Chinese government.
Well, how do I know?
You will have to take my word. And I tell you this. Although we have been enemies, the word of the Dragon Lady is good.
All right, I haven't much choice. How's the shoulder?
I shall be quite well in a day or so, thank you.
Well, then, I guess there's no place for me in this picture, so I may as well fade out.
You gave me to understand you were not followed.
I don't see how I could have been. Maybe it's some kind of yours.
That is impossible. Nobody knows I am here but you. Quick, behind that curtain, in the other room.
But you have a bad arm.
I can still use a gun. We'll hold it in the sleeve of my gown. Quick now. What do you want?
Hiya, sister. I want to have a talk with you.
There must be some mistake.
Yeah, but I didn't make it. A friend of mine did.
You have come to the wrong address. I do not know you.
Well, I don't know you either, so that makes us even. Now, look, lady, stop arching your eyebrows and we'll get this over with in a minute. Look, I ain't trying to start no trouble. All I want is a little conversation, see?
I don't know who you are. I advise you to leave immediately.
Listen, sister. In this outfit, do I look like a copper? No. What do I look like? Never mind. Don't tell me. I'll tell you. I look like a fella who's looking for another fella by the name of Terry Lee. Now, can I come in?
Are you alone?
I couldn't get my best friend to walk along the street with me in this outfit. Sure, I'm alone.
You may come in. Now then.
Say, quite a nice layout you got here. Yeah, you're quite a handsome-looking gal. You didn't have that arm in a sling. I see you've been to the grocery store. Nothing like doing your shopping early.
Under other circumstances, you wouldn't have lived as long as this. However, I begin to understand. Terry Lee, come here.
Yeah, I know who this man is. What's the idea, Slugger?
Well, if it isn't my old friend, Mr. Lee. You know, it's a small world.
Yeah.
Here I was back at the hotel talking to a fellow named Pat Ryan. And Pat says to me, he says, Slugger, I wonder what Terry is. And I said, well, I'll find out and let you know.
How did you know I was here?
Oh, that was easy. I just said to myself, Now, if I was Terry and I was buying stuff at a grocery store, where would I deliver it? So, here I am.
Gosh, I'm sorry. I was sure nobody followed me here.
You make it very difficult. I am under an obligation to you, of course. But now this man has come here.
Oh, he's not going to cause you any trouble. You can be sure of that.
Look, lady, I don't know who you are, and I ain't nosy, see? I was just doing Pat Ryan a favor. He was worried about Terry, and he wanted to know what he was up to.
Look here, Slugger. I promised the Dragon Lady that I wouldn't say anything
about... You mean to say... Is this name... Hey, wait a minute. The Dragon Lady?
Well, get hold of yourself, Slugger. There's nothing to be scared about.
I've heard about the Dragon Lady.
I believe your former boss, Baron de Plexus, has spoken to you about me.
Yeah, and the Baron was scared stiff every time he mentioned your name.
And he has good reasons for this.
Now, look, lady, you can't blame anything on me, you know. I didn't know anything about your setup with the Plexus. He'll tell you so himself if he ain't dead.
Maybe I'd better tell the Dragon Lady who you are, Slugger. You see, Slugger Dunn was hired by the Baron, but he didn't know that the Baron was working for you.
No, look, I'm as innocent as a new laid egg, lady. I'm just a babe in arms. Well, I ain't no international crook. I don't know nothing about smuggling airplanes or stealing gold. I'm just a nice, quiet hoodlum. I wouldn't hurt a fly.
It appears you have deserted the Baron. Is that true?
Well, with one thing and another, a fella's got to look out for himself. See what I mean?
I don't want to waste too much time with you. You don't look very intelligent.
No, you can blame that on this outfit I'm wearing. Just because I'm showing my ears. And don't that prove I can listen to reason?
That doesn't make sense, Slugger.
I know, but I just can't stand here and say nothing. Then I would look dumb.
There's a simple way to get rid of you, Mr.
Dunn. Oh, you don't have to worry about... Hey, now, look, don't do any shooting.
Listen, lady, I didn't know who you was. I ain't looking for no trouble. I should say not.
Well, I have only myself to blame. Myself and bad luck. Terry Lee, you and this man will return to the hotel. Tonight, I shall visit you at your room. I will talk to Mr. Ryan, but let me warn you. I'm gambling with my life, and I will tolerate no more curious people. Now take this man and get out.
Well, even though Slugger Dunn was dressed up as gay as a butterfly, he was still able to trail Terry to the Dragon Lady's secret room. But what will be the outcome of her meeting with Pat Ryan? I wonder if she really is working for the Chinese government. There's something else, too, that I'll tell you about in just a moment. A few minutes ago, I was telling you about Libby's tomato juice, how rich it is in vitamins, how wonderful it tastes. But I didn't tell you this. I didn't say why Libby's is so super delicious. Well, the chief reason is that Libby uses prize tomatoes. Yes, sir. Prize tomatoes picked red ripe. Do try Libby's tomato juice. You'll sure go for that prize tomato flavor. Remember, when you buy United States defense bonds and stamps, you're buying a share in America. You know, the thing I'm worried about is the Dragon Lady's remark about Baron de Plexus. If he's still alive and in this Chinese town of Yangkuk, that's going to mean trouble. She's bound to try to get revenge on the Baron, and that may affect Terry and his friends. So let's find out what happens in next Monday's transcribed adventure. It's sure to be the start of a week of thrills.